Dr. Secretary in Office note on patient Edolia Moore, M-O-O-R-E, Edolia, E-D-O-L-I-A. Date of birth is 9/29/1943. Date of service 4/1/2025. Preparing of the patient is 81-year-old African American female who is referred to see me by Legacy Clinic, Dr. Kim Jung Hoon, J-U-N-G dash Hoon, H-O-O-N, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine per paragraph. Her past medical history includes the following: one, history of emphysema slash COPD, next, history of mitral valve replacement in 2006, currently on warfarin 4 by the cardiologist Dr. Shah, next, congestive heart failure, next, hemorrhagic CVA in the past, next, GERD, next, chronic constipation, next, hypertension for years, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes mitral valve replacement, as mentioned above, bilateral shoulder surgery, neck surgery, low back surgery, hysterectomy, right foot fracture repair, and abdominal surgery, per paragraph. Allergy, she's allergic to aspirin and sulfa. Per paragraph, social history, patient lives alone, has two daughters. She lost two daughters, unfortunately. She does have history of remote smoking, no current smoking, no alcohol use, no drug use. She used to work in oil for an oil company. Then she opened her ambulance service and sold it. Per paragraph. Family history, father with colon cancer, mother heart disease, sister TB and HIV. Per paragraph, if your system reveals no headaches, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no cough, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting. She does have constipation positive, no diarrhea, no melena, occasional nocturia, no hematuria, no incontinence. She does have some feet swelling. She mentioned that she's been taking Tylenol up to 8 tablets a day for her pains in the past. Period, paragraph. All the systems reviewed are negative. Immunization, she received one shot of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period, paragraph. Current medications reviewed include atorvastatin, clonazepam, famotidine, lactulose, linzess, lisinopril, lifedipine, probiotics, solifenacine, prescribed but not taken, and warfarin. Period, paragraph. On physical examination of vital signs, as mentioned above, HNT pupils around the active to latent accommodation, injected conjunctiva, anicteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid bilaterally, no jugular mediated section bilaterally, most oral mucosal no pharyngeal erythema, no dead paragraph, next supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm. She has a mitral, she has an artificial valve click that could be heard. At the mitral area. No murmurs heard, no friction of heard. Lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistors. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no spiromegaly, no gutting rebound of rigidity. Extremities, there is no edema at the lower extremity. Skin, no skin rash, noted neuro exam. Is non focal. Investigations available to me include the following. Hemoglobin 11.5, platelet count 193, BUN 29, creatinine 1.54, estimated GFR is 34, potassium 4.6, total CO2 25, albumin 4.1, period paragraph. Assessment and plan 1, chronic kidney disease stage 3B. Multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, chronic use of analgesics, namely acetaminophen, and history of congestive heart failure. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging study, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria, period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis, hyperlipidemia. Patient was maintained on rosuvastatin. We're going to change that to atorvastatin. That is more favorable to her kidney compared to the detrimental effect of rosuvastatin. Period. Paragraph. Next diagnosis. Suspect mitral valve replacement. Stable. Continue warfarin being checked by cardiology. Next diagnosis. Hypertension. Apparently controlled on current regimen to continue. Next, GERD, continue for MOTD. Next, congestive heart failure, apparently clinically euvolemic. Next, chronic constipation, stable. Next, history of hemorrhagic CVA in the past, no sequela currently. Pure paragraph. Next, COPD slash emphysema, stable. Pure paragraph. Thank you, Dr. Kim, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see her back in 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup, and I'll keep you updated on her progress and report. Thanks, CC, Dr. Kim.